Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and today I want to talk, just want to go over some Bible verses with you that I think will help you immensely. Let's start off with what's the importance of obedience? And I just want to give you Bible verses. It's just like telling a little story right through there. So let's start off with that. Let's see what we think about these things. So what is the importance of obedience? Well, in First Kings it says that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. That's 1 Kings. In James it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now therefore, that's James. Let's just read them out. And anybody who wants, by the way, anybody who wants a written copy of this with all the different verse scripture references, email us and I'll be glad to email you one back. So also it says, let's see, what's the importance of obedience? Well, you know, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. That's pretty nice. And then, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And if you love me, keep my commandments. And whatsoever cometh to me and, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to him to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by the works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled with it, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed upon him and unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. So see, you can see how it's really important to be obedient to the Lord all through the Bible there. There's a number, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 verses there that talk about obedience to God. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. And not only that, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. That's in 2 Corinthians. See, so, you know, they're teaching us through the Bible that we need to be obedient to the Lord. And if you're obedient to the Lord, he's going to be good to you. He's going to be obedient to you also. He's going to do the things that he promised he would do for you. So, you know, that's how it works. It says, Hebrews tells us very plainly, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in being many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So, you know, Jesus is obedient to us. We need to be obedient to the Lord. We'll understand better and further, you know, what the Lord's all about. And what is the fear of the Lord? I preach about that a lot, the fear of the Lord. But let me read you some scriptures about the fear of the Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. Isn't that wonderful? That is what the Lord's telling you. Fear the Lord, and He will hear you. He will save you. That's out of Psalms 145, by the way. So, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:4. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. That's in Proverbs 9:10. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and there before honor is humility. That's Proverbs. Just a lot of wonderful things that tell us what the fear of the Lord is all about. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. It tends to your life, see? And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. I talk about the fear of the Lord all the time, and people have a hard time understanding, but listen to these verses. People, if you don't fear the Lord in the way that the Bible's telling you about, you got problems. But if you do, it says right there, you shall not be visited with evil. Isn't that wonderful? What more can we ask for? My. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Isn't that wonderful out of Malachi 3? Wow. The Lord loves us, but the Lord demands from us too. And that's where we fail. We've gotten to the point in our lives where, in our teachings in the churches, to where if you come and just say this one little bitty prayer, everything will be, that's all you ever got to do. The Lord tells you there's things you have to do in life. There are things that you need to do. You need to do the will of the Lord. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Isn't that great? The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Wow. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it, that it's there for you if you just want to listen. It's just that we don't, you know, we just don't listen to what the good Lord's got to say. You know, it's sad that we don't. But we know that the world's in bad shape. We know that. We know our churches are in bad shape. I don't know when the Lord's coming back. I have no idea. I just don't have a clue. As to when the Lord's coming back, what day he's going to be here, what month or year. I don't know. Excuse me. But we are given some signs of the end, but we just don't know the time frame between some of this stuff. And that's where, you know, where we can't figure it out. But we do know there are a lot of signs. And let me see what read to you what some of these signs are. In Matthew 24:4 through 14, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow." That's just the beginning of sorrow, folks. So we got to understand there's some tough times coming. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then it goes on to say, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Boy, we see that today, don't we? We see that so bad. We see the people that are offended and the ones who betray each other and hate each other and false prophets everywhere, deceiving the people. You know, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You know, they've turned a cold heart towards everything. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." You see what that says? If you endure until the end, you will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. That's Matthew 24:4-14. So, you know, we get some ideas of what's happening, you know. Matthew 24 also says, and then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. So watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You hear what that's telling us? I mean, that's one of the most important verses to hang on to. It says, therefore be ye also ready. You know, it says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming back. So be ready, for when that hour comes, you know, you think not the Son of Man's coming back. We won't. What it's saying in a nutshell is we won't really think Jesus is coming back at that particular time, but he will be. And if we're not ready, what's that mean if you're not ready? It means if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, if you haven't asked the Lord to be your Savior, you've got serious, serious problems. You're not going to make it to heaven. You know, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. They have the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. He's telling us to turn away from people that are like that. They're wrong. They're wrong. They have a form. They look like they're from God. They act like they're good Christian people preaching the word of God, but they're not. They're denying the true power of God. They're preaching about themselves. And it tells us that all these things are going to happen. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. How sick. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. There's a lot of that going on today. What do you think homosexuality and lesbianism is all about? It's not a natural affection, folk. It's wrong. Truth breakers, false accusers, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That relates right back to what we talked about earlier in the week. People, they go to church because they love themselves. They love their church building. They make all these fancy things. They ain't nothing to do with God. When the end comes, folks, it's going to be bad. When the end comes, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. We got to be ready for it. If you're not ready, you won't make it. It's I don't know how else to say it to you. You know, Christ once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. We have to accept Jesus Christ. If we don't have the Lord, we won't have anything. We just won't have it. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. You hear that? Homosexuality. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was to meet. You think those things aren't happening now? You're crazy. Listen, we have to understand that I believe we're in that period to some degree now. Not everything's been fulfilled, of course not. But we're in that time. We see lovers, men that love each other. Homosexuality and lesbianism is running rampant all over the world. Things are just crazy all over the world, and we think that it's nothing, but it is something. I want you to study this stuff, listen to it. Listen, I love being with you every day. It's a blessing. Visit the website. Come and see us on the web. Follow us on Facebook. ForgottenWord.org, ForgottenWord.org. God bless you. See you next time.